What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Have you noticed something? Many times it's not life that crushes you, but that relentless murmur inside your mind. Ideas that return again and again, uncertainties that stop you, fears that magnify every detail. It's not that you lack ability. What you lack is focus, clarity. The problem isn't that you don't know what to do. The problem is that your head is so full that, in the end, it chooses to do nothing. And while you stay trapped in doubt, the day keeps moving forward without you. Stoicism was born for moments like this, not as a pretty theory to admire, but as a mental discipline that trains you to act even when motivation doesn't show up. Marcus Aurelius led an empire in the middle of disorder, not waiting to feel good first, but doing what was right with a firm, steady mind. The Stoics understood something fundamental. You don't need to control the situation to feel better. You need to master your response. When you bring order to your mind, negativity loses strength and doubt stops ruling you. In this episode, you're going to discover 10 Stoic habits, simple and applicable, that will help you regain mental clarity, take action without fear, and learn to be happy even in difficult circumstances. They're not phrases to repeat like a mantra. They're practices for living. Each habit is designed so that day by day you feel stronger, calmer, and more in control of yourself, no matter what's happening. But this knowledge only works if you put it into motion. So before we begin, do something simple but powerful. Leave a comment saying, "I choose to act with clarity." It's not for me, it's for you. It's the first conscious act of a mind that decides to move forward. Write it and let's begin. 1. Master your reactions and you'll master your life. Most people think their discomfort comes from what happens outside, when in reality it shows up because of the internal movement they allow within themselves. Facts arrive without asking permission. They show up with harshness, with surprise, or with injustice. But it's not those events that command your life, it's the way you receive them. Every impulsive reaction makes you give up control. Every emotional outburst puts the command in the hands of forces that don't belong to you. Stoicism teaches that true slavery isn't in circumstances, but in the inability to hold a firm mind. When you react without awareness, your energy scatters, your judgment clouds, and your peace becomes fragile. Instead, when you choose to observe before responding, a space of silent power opens up where you recover your inner authority. That mastery isn't coldness or indifference, it's lucidity. It's understanding that nothing external can hurt you without your consent, and that every uncontrolled reaction is a decision made against you. Governing your reactions is a daily act of inner discipline that completely changes the experience of living. When you stop responding from impulse, you start responding from reason, and that shift marks the difference between a reactive life and a directed life. A trained mind doesn't deny what it feels, but it doesn't submit to it either. It recognizes the emotion, puts it in its place, and acts with intention. That's how each day becomes lighter. Not because problems disappear, but because they stop having power over your balance. When your reactions are under your control, negativity loses strength, doubt weakens, and the most difficult situations become manageable. From that inner mastery comes stable well-being, a calm happiness that doesn't depend on external noise. Mastering your reactions isn't resisting life. It's learning to inhabit it with firmness. And in that firmness, you discover that whoever governs their inner world governs their destiny. 2. Your inner peace is worth more than other people's approval. From very early on, we learn to measure ourselves by external looks, to calculate our worth according to the acceptance we receive, and to adjust our decisions so we don't inconvenience anyone. Without realizing it, we hand over our tranquility to judgments that change, to opinions we don't control, and to expectations that are never satisfied. Living like that is living on constant alert, interpreting gestures, words, and silences as verdicts on who we are. Stoicism breaks that dependence by reminding us of an uncomfortable but liberating truth. Nothing others think can define your essence or your dignity. When you seek approval, you split yourself. When you lose it, you become unbalanced. That instability doesn't come from rejection, but from having placed your center outside of yourself. A mind that chases validation becomes fragile because it rests on something volatile, changing, and uncertain. Letting go of that need isn't isolation. It's reclaiming sovereignty. It's understanding that your worth isn't negotiated or discarded. The Stoic learns to feel better when their peace is no longer in someone else's hands. It's not about despising others, but about stopping the begging for confirmation in order to exist with firmness. When your tranquility doesn't depend on external opinion, your decisions become clearer and your behavior more coherent. You no longer act to please, but to live according to inner principles. That alignment creates a deep calm because it removes the contradiction between who you are and what you show. Negativity loses ground when you stop comparing yourself, and doubt weakens when your judgment becomes your guide. Inner peace is born when you accept that you don't need to be validated to be enough. In that mature acceptance, a stable happiness emerges, quiet and resilient to circumstances. Whoever protects their peace above other people's approval stops reacting to the world and begins to walk with their own dignity, supported from within, without depending on applause or fearing judgment. 3. Turn every obstacle into your path. Most people move through life expecting the road to be smooth, interpreting every bump or every wall as a personal offense or as a sign to stop. However, the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius shows us a truth capable of changing everything. The obstacle to action advances action, and what stands in the way ends up becoming the way itself. This means reality is not a burden you must endure with passive resignation, but raw material waiting to be shaped by your will. When you stop seeing problems as enemies of your progress and start seeing them as the training necessary for your rise, your perception transforms completely. You are no longer at the mercy of events. You become a mental alchemist capable of extracting gold even from the driest and most difficult situations. Every hardship is, at its core, an invitation to activate a virtue that would otherwise remain asleep. It is the fire that tempers the steel of your character and the friction that allows you to move forward with greater firmness toward your purpose. By adopting this mindset of transmutation, comparison with others becomes irrelevant and empty of meaning, because you understand that your process is unique and is built precisely from the obstacles you need to pass through. While others waste time and energy envying the supposed ease of other people's paths, you focus on the geometry of your own challenges, knowing that the height of your success will be proportional to the magnitude of the resistance you manage to integrate. Negativity dissolves when you understand that there are no bad situations, only weak interpretations. Any circumstance, no matter how hostile it seems, holds at its core the seed of a new strength. By focusing exclusively on using what is in front of you, you turn paralysis into movement and doubt into absolute clarity. This lesson frees you from the tyranny of external expectations and gives you an invulnerable power, knowing that no matter what happens, you will always have the tools to turn any stumbling stone into a solid step toward your own fulfillment. 4. Compete only with the person you were yesterday. Constant comparison is a silent trap. It pulls you away from your own path and fixes your gaze on roots that do not belong to you. When you use other people's lives as the yardstick for measuring your progress, your judgment becomes distorted and your progress loses meaning. Stoicism teaches that each individual travels a unique journey with different rhythms, burdens, and lessons. When you compare yourself, you abandon your process and adopt other people's expectations, expectations that were not made for you. That detour creates dissatisfaction, weakens mental clarity, and feeds a persistent sense of lack. It doesn't matter whether you compare yourself to someone ahead of you or someone behind you. In both cases, you lose contact with yourself. External judgment becomes noise that clouds your perception of your true progress. Real progress doesn't need spectators or external references. It needs conscious attention to who you are and who you are becoming. When you decide to compete only with the person you were yesterday, you reclaim control of your inner development. The focus shifts from comparison to improvement, from anxiety to discipline, from haste to consistency. Every small step forward gains value because it answers to your own standard, not to an imposed scale. This way of moving forward strengthens self-esteem, reduces negativity, and dissolves doubt, because your measure of success stops depending on variables you can't control. The Stoic understands that being better does not mean being superior to others, but more consistent with yourself. From that consistency comes a deep stability, a quiet satisfaction that doesn't fluctuate with the environment. When you look only at your evolution, the mind is freed from the weight of useless competition and focuses on daily action. That's how the path becomes clear and walkable, and happiness stops being a comparison and becomes a natural consequence of inner growth. 5. Learn to enjoy solitude. Solitude is not a punishment, but an opportunity. In a world where external noise never stops, and other people's company seems to be the measure of well-being, many people fear being alone because they associate solitude with emptiness, sadness, or a lack of meaning. However, Stoicism reminds us that true strength is not born from the presence of others, but from the ability to be at peace with yourself. Being alone doesn't mean living isolated or disconnected from the world, but learning to enjoy your own company. It's in solitude that you can reflect without distractions, get to know yourself at a deeper level, and build a stronger relationship with yourself. When you become emotionally self-sufficient, you stop depending on external validation to feel whole. Most fears and anxieties come from a mind that doesn't know how to stay calm without external stimulation. Whoever runs from solitude is, in reality, running from themselves. But when you learn to see it as a space for growth instead of an enemy, you discover that within you there is a wide world of possibilities, ideas, and strengths that previously went unnoticed. Solitude also works as...
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
The powerful filter. It allows you to see clearly who truly adds value to your life and who is there only for convenience. When you learn to enjoy your own company, the relationships you choose become more authentic because they are not born from need but from a genuine desire to share. True power isn't in avoiding solitude but in turning it into an ally. The one who knows how to be alone never feels empty because they have found within themselves everything they need to live fully. Happiness is not built from the external, but from the inner peace you cultivate in your moments of solitude. Negativity dissolves when you understand that there are no bad situations, only weak interpretations. Any circumstance, no matter how hostile it seems, holds at its core the seed of a new strength. By focusing exclusively on using what is in front of you, you turn paralysis into movement and doubt into absolute clarity. This lesson frees you from the tyranny of external expectations and gives you an invulnerable power, knowing that no matter what happens, you will always have the tools to turn any stumbling stone into a solid step toward your own fulfillment. This interpretive mastery allows you to maintain unshakable mental clarity, transforming what used to be an emotional fire into a simple technical observation of reality. By taking the reins of this inner dialogue, you build the ultimate bridge toward unbreakable discipline. Whoever controls their narrative controls their actions, because the will never follows a mind that feels defeated by its own words. When you stop telling yourself that a task is overwhelming or that an obstacle is unfair, you remove the inner resistance that keeps you from moving forward. Discipline stops being a brute force struggle against yourself and becomes the natural consequence of a mind that judges action as necessary and effort as an honor. By cleansing your perception of cloudy, distorted judgments, you clear the path for your purpose to show itself without the interference of fear or laziness. You are the judge and the architect of your psychic reality. By choosing judgments that strengthen you instead of those that weaken you, you grant yourself absolute command over your destiny, ensuring that your conduct is always the reflection of calm reason and not of a runaway impulse. 7. Quiet consistency builds a happy life. There is a tempting idea that promises change through intense bursts, moments of enthusiasm that seem enough to transform an entire life. But that illusion fades quickly because motivation is unstable and depends on mood. Stoicism opposes that fragility and places the emphasis on consistency, on the patient repetition of correct actions, even when no one is watching. Real transformation happens away from the noise, in the discipline that remains even when there is no desire, recognition, or immediate results. Each repeated act strengthens character, not because of its intensity, but because of its permanence. The mind learns to sustain effort, to endure discomfort, and to move forward without negotiating with laziness or doubt. That quiet consistency doesn't seek applause, it seeks coherence. And in that coherence, a solid foundation is built, one that does not break under difficulties. Daily discipline makes it possible to be happy even in difficult situations, because it removes dependence on mood and external circumstances. When you act with consistency, your identity stops fluctuating and becomes stable. You no longer react to chaos. You remain firm within it. Conscious repetition brings order to the mind, reduces negativity, and generates a deep sense of internal control. It's not about rigidity, but about commitment to what strengthens you. The Stoic understands that happiness is not a permanent emotional state, but the tranquility that arises from living according to principles sustained over time. That tranquility doesn't shout or show off, but it remains. Consistency turns the difficult into manageable and the everyday into meaningful. In the end, it isn't the big gestures that define a life, but the sum of quiet decisions that day after day shape a strong, serene character, capable of sustaining happiness even when the environment becomes adverse. 8. Happiness is in virtue, not in the external. Most people pursue happiness in what the outside world can offer them: money, success, recognition, material goods, or other people's approval. However, Stoicism teaches us that authentic happiness does not live in what we obtain from the outside, but in what we cultivate within ourselves. True peace and the deepest satisfaction are born from living according to firm principles and unbreakable virtues. When we base our happiness on external factors, we become dependent. Money can disappear, success can be fleeting, and other people's approval can change without warning. In contrast, the virtue you build through honesty, justice, discipline, and wisdom cannot be taken from you. These are qualities you can develop and sustain regardless of the circumstances around you. Stoicism invites you to focus on being just, honorable, and disciplined, without seeking external rewards for your actions. Live with integrity, act with uprightness, and strive to improve each day, and you will gain a satisfaction deeper and more lasting than any material achievement. The happiness that comes from virtue does not fade, because it does not depend on anything external. The inner peace that arises from living according to your values is far more stable than any momentary joy that material goods or social approval might give you. By centering yourself on what you can control, your thoughts, your actions, and your virtues, you reach a true happiness, constant and resilient to life's ups and downs. Do not place your well-being in what is temporary. Find true happiness in the inner strength that is born from living with virtue. 9. Live with awareness of the brevity of time. Memento mori. Most people live under the spell of a false immortality, acting as if they have an endless supply of tomorrows to, someday, finally become who they want to be. However, Stoic wisdom breaks that mirage with a raw truth. Time is the only resource given to us in a decreasing amount, and the only one that is absolutely irrecoverable. Living with awareness of the brevity of time, memento mori, is not an invitation to pessimism, but a radical awakening to the urgency of the moment. When you recognize that this exact instant is a unique gift that fades even as you name it, gratitude stops being an intellectual exercise and becomes a visceral response to the fragility of existence. This awareness works like a relentless filter that separates what is essential from what is trivial, reminding you that every minute invested in complaining, in resentment, or in waiting for perfect conditions is a betrayal of your own life. Death, when faced head-on, is not a shadow that chases you, but the light that gives color and value to each of your present actions. This perspective of finitude is the ultimate tool for destroying emotional procrastination and the habit of postponing your happiness to an uncertain future. When you truly understand that now is the only ground where you can plant and harvest your peace, it becomes ridiculously easy to stop living for other people's expectations and start focusing exclusively on your own growth. The idea that your time could end at any moment acts like a fire that burns away doubts and distractions, forcing you to focus your attention on what really matters: your character, your integrity, and your ability to be happy here and now, regardless of external circumstances. By integrating the certainty of your own departure, you reclaim sovereignty over your days. You stop being a spectator of your destiny and become a bold protagonist who does not allow life to slip through their fingers. Happiness stops being a distant goal and becomes an urgent duty, reminding you that excellence is not tomorrow's luxury, but the only worthy response to the brevity of your passage through the world. 10. Direct your energy toward what you can improve today. A large part of mental exhaustion does not come from effort, but from dispersion. The mind wears itself out when it splits itself between useless worries, constant comparisons, and judgments about what others do or fail to do. Stoicism teaches that energy is limited, and wasting it on what does not depend on you is a quiet form of inner depletion. When you place your attention on the external, your clarity dissolves, and your power to act weakens. Watching others, measuring their decisions, or waiting for them to change pulls you away from the only area where you can truly intervene: your own character. When you lose that focus, the mind becomes chaotic, negativity finds space, and the sense of control fades. Recovering inner order begins with a simple but firm choice. Concentrate only on what you can improve in yourself today. When you direct your energy toward your own growth, life becomes clearer and more manageable because every action has a defined purpose. You don't need to cover everything. You only need to move forward in what is within your reach. That focus reduces anxiety, strengthens discipline, and restores a sense of direction. The Stoic understands that progress is not built through comparison, but through sustained attention. By focusing on improving today, even in a minimal way, you create continuity that organizes your thoughts and stabilizes your emotions. The mind stops scattering and starts working in your favor. In that process, happiness stops being a future expectation and becomes a consequence of well-directed effort. It's not about ignoring the world, but about living in it without losing yourself in it. Whoever directs their energy with awareness builds a calmer life, not because everything is easy, but because they know where to place their attention. And when attention aligns with correct action, chaos loses strength and clarity becomes a form of inner freedom. If you made it this far, you already understand that feeling better and being happy does not depend on the situation, but on how you choose to respond to it. Throughout this episode, you have seen that Stoicism is not about avoiding problems, but about facing them with clarity, discipline, and conscious action. Each of these habits is a tool to organize your mind, reduce negativity, and regain inner control even on difficult days. It's not about changing the world, but about changing the way you live in it. Now, real transformation begins when you apply what you've learned step by step, day by day. If this content brought you value, give it a like so it reaches more people who need it, and share it with family and friends who are going through moments of doubt or emotional exhaustion. Subscribe to the channel and activate the bell, because in the next episode we will go deeper into how to maintain calm and mental strength when everything seems to be against you. Your growth continues.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.